Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Never-ending pasta. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Look down, seen alphabets, noodles, spaghetti, probably about 200 pounds.
A now viral tweet from @worrystone read, "Someone very mysteriously dumped 300 to 400 pounds of pasta in the woods in Old Bridge, New Jersey. I need to know everything." I say this is a rare story. We're talking about something that happened very recently.
Very recently, yes.
And I first read about it, I was in Philadelphia, and it was in the Philadelphia Inquirer, which covers a lot of New Jersey, depending on what part of New Jersey. And I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah. You sent me the link to it, and all I could see was just like mountains of pasta in the woods, in like a rural area. It was like by water.
It's a lot of pasta.
Yeah. And you're not even registering what it is. I think when you look at it at first, you're like, what is, like that's pasta. What is happening?
It's not the most macabre story at all, but this is a very unique tale.
We're just like, what the fuck is happening? It reminded me of when we did the Friday about the glitter mystery. Like what huge company uses glitter? And it's so stupid.
Another
like,
New Jersey mystery.
Exactly. New Jersey.
It's all happening there.
You're up in your game. But yeah, it asks a lot of questions. And I think it's intriguing, like a grotesque way. And dear God, I hope you have some answers for me today.
Plus, it's a little on the lighter side to maybe give you a tiny little palate cleanser from some of the heavier episodes we do.
Yeah, a little, let's take a break from
Amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Residents of a community in New Jersey are perplexed after discovering 500 pounds of spaghetti that have been strangely abandoned close to a nearby creek. The amount varies depending on where you get the information. It's a lot. I don't think anyone actually weighed it. One article says it's 200 pounds. Another one says 500. You're like, hold on, maybe click on the one that says 500. Yeah. I don't know.
You can eyeball a couple pounds of cooked pasta.
I eat 75 pounds a serving, so that's how I know.
That's how you know. That's your frame of reference. Also, it's by a creek. Just going into the waterway. Just all of this highly pastified water, just milky white waterways, letting the masses drink.
It's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, except it's a pasta factory, which is way less fun.
Yeah.
Photos of ridiculously piled up spaghetti and macaroni were posted on Nina Jochnowitz's Facebook page on April 28th, 2023. I believe the articles first started popping up around May 2nd. So it was a few days lapsed before it really hit critical mass.
Yeah, as they say.
Jochnowitz was a past contender for an open seat on the Old Bridge Township Council. More than 500 pounds of pasta were wasted. According to a reliable estimate, Jochnowitz reported on her Facebook page, the pictures instantly sparked a flurry of internet comments. Another person goes on to say, I don't understand what the issue is. Just pour a few buckets of sauce on it and you're good to go.
Nice. Yeah, I would have just been eating it. I would have brought a giant fork with me.
You can just have a regular size fork. No. Why need a bigger fork?
Big one for lots
the pasta,
of pasta
isn't bigger.
Pounds of pasta, 500 pounds. Do not read your own byline.
It's not one piece of pasta that's 500 pounds.
I need a shovel. It's like, do you ever watch Magical Mystery Tour, the Beatles?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's so weird.
It's amazing. I like grew up on it, which says a lot about me. But there's a scene where they're piling pasta onto, I think, John Lennon's tape, like the table, and it's like a trash heap of, I just thought of that, but like, in the woods of New Jersey. Magical.
Others, though, objected that the dumping was wasteful. One commenter wrote, what a disgrace. The spaghetti could have been given to a food pantry or for homeless people. Another user, so many can't afford food. What a waste. Never mind the threat to the environment. Jochnowitz stated that the strange incident demonstrated how Old Bridge lacks bulk garbage pickup in an interview with NPR. Perhaps that's how news outlets picked up on this a little bit. I think she's maybe a bone to pick with Old Bridge.
Yeah, that
makes
sense.
And their infrastructure.
That makes sense.
Jochnowitz told NPR that the issue has been contentious for the 23 years that she's lived in the community. According to Old Bridge's business administrator, Himanshu Shah, the pasta, which seemed limp and cooked, wasn't actually cooked. Simply put, the recent rainfall in the area made it appear to be cooked.
Why are we throwing raw pasta that could be cooked at a later date out into the woods by the creek? Why?
We'll find out after this break. We would estimate several hundred pounds of uncooked pasta that was removed from the packaging and then dumped along the creek, Shah told CNN in a statement. It looks like it was only there for a short time, but moisture did start to soften some of the pasta. As if when the pasta was, if it was cooked or not cooked, or yeah, how much rain.
This isn't the issue.
It's not the issue. It's not, oh, okay, oh, the rain. Okay, that's fine.
Thank you for clarifying that. Now, where the fuck did the pasta come from? Why is it in the woods?
I'm sure with the, when it's filled, when it's cooked, it's filled with water. It makes it more dense. It makes it heavier. Sure. It makes it harder to clean up. But it's still there. It's in.
It's like an avoidant kind of line of questioning.
After learning that the pile of noodles originated from a nearby house that is now for sale.
From a house? It's not even from a business. It's from a private house.
That's what is to be believed.
Okay.
Several locals believe they may have found the solution to the mystery. A military veteran who had just moved out of his mother's house after she passed away found a stash of outdated spaghetti. I really feel like he was trying to clear out his parents' house, and they were probably stocked up from the prior lockdowns associated with COVID-19, the neighbor Keith Ross told NBC New York.
That's so much spaghetti. And also, if it's dry to begin with, that people are like, take it to the food. Why is this pasta down by the creek? Take it to the food pantry. Before, pasta doesn't really go bad. Like, you can have it many, many years. Someone would still probably eat it. I would eat it. I don't understand. What's going on here?
What's interesting is that all the boxes had to be opened and dumped. And what did you do with the – you still have to throw away the boxes.
Yeah, there's still waste everywhere. An excess of waste. What is happening?
It's very – it's a very strange –
are you going to find, like, flour in a different part of the wood? Are you going to find, like, piles of shit in different parts of the woods here? Keep looking. Authorities, keep looking.
The mayor of Old Bridge, Owen Henry, commented on the PastaGate issue in a statement to CNN saying, "It was a lapse in judgment because this material could have been disposed of properly."
Yeah.
Thank you. Everyone's just doing their job.
It's really just like they're calling it like they see it.
They got the PR people. Yeah. How do we spin this? What do we say?
Great.
How about say this wasn't the best way to do it? There is probably a better way. Yeah. Whoa, hold on. Okay. Wow.
I guess I'll say that.
Controversial.
And nothing. And then he just goes back, closes the door to his office, and just sits looking at the wall. It's great.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah?
This is a huge marketing ploy from the one and only Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, baby. All eyes on you.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May. And on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.